Governor Walker is using state dollars to expand Medicaid to some of Wisconsin's poorest residents. However, Walker has rejected using federal money for those who are slightly better off. The decision will cost the state more, and the Wisconsin Counties Association is one of more than 200 groups that want the state to accept federal funding for Medicaid expansion. It's a moral decision as much as a monetary one, says Brown County Supervisor Dan Robinson.
You'll hear the phrase respect life tossed around a lot, and I think that this is a core issue in terms of respecting all people, respecting all life.
Under health reform, the federal government has pledged to initially pay all the costs of expanding Medicaid and slightly reducing its share in 2020. Governor Walker has expressed concern states might not get all the money promised. Racine County Supervisor Ken Hall says states routinely rely on federal funds.
We accept money for education. We accept money for roads. There's no reason we can't accept the money we're entitled to for health care as well.
90,000 Wisconsin residents are starting to get letters from the state health department that they may no longer be eligible for Badger Care. The Walker administration expects people will instead buy subsidized private insurance on a new marketplace created under health reform. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.